Our Time in History with Renee Couture.
I read an article by a man named John Price, and though the piece was written decades ago, it holds great truths for us today, because truth doesn't change. And sometimes it's so hard to keep that perspective in our world, where so many voices are filling our minds and ears with things that aren't truth. John Price wrote that God blesses the people of the earth with abundance, peace, and joy, and then people forget that it's all from God, and then pride sets in. From pride comes rebellion, which each generation says is not sin in these modern times, but instead they say it's liberation from the overly restrictive ways of the past. Sound familiar today? The old saying that if you hear lies long enough, you'll begin to believe them, and this is the battle that is raging all around us. This is also why the battle against the Bible is so prevalent. It's because it contains truth. It's ultimate truth for all mankind, for all of time. And the thing that keeps coming to me is that God's ways aren't our ways. This is why we need the Bible to revamp our own thinking with His thoughts and His ways. Yes, we are made in His image, but we aren't to remake Him in our image. But that's exactly what so many voices around us are saying. Don't believe the Bible. It's not true. It's just an old book. And these are modern times. But again, truth doesn't change. God doesn't change. And Jesus was the Word made flesh. So it's absolutely critical that we look to the Bible in our time in history, because it is the living Word of God. God's Word will be the stability of our times. We can trust it as we trust Him, because it is eternal truth.
If you would like information regarding Renee's availability for speaking engagements, classes, or Renee's customized private tours of America's historic East Coast, please contact her at ourtimeinhistory@gmail.com.